guys, how are you? Welcome into a Wednesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. We're here every morning, YouTube, across every audio platform, and as always on bettingpros.com. BetMGM, the title sponsor of this podcast each and every morning. The $20 bet to win $100 on any event. Use the code JUICE100 when you sign up at BetMGM.com or on the BetMGM app for that. You can use that on one of the four bets I've got for you guys coming up here today. We're going to go a little heavy on the NBA game and one golf wager to get to you guys coming up here today. There are no baseball games on the docket because it's the dead day. Thank goodness for the NBA today, or we would have pretty much nothing. Now, golf starts on Thursday for the British Open, the Open Championship. However, some of the golfers are actually teeing off on Tuesday night. So I have to give this to you guys today simply because, well, I want to make sure you guys have a chance to enter into this bet and get a hold of it. You may not be able to, but I'll talk about that coming up a little bit later on. So last night we go 1-2 in on the All-Star game. Chris Bryant, hey, thanks, buddy. Thanks for nothing. Bases loaded twice, 0-for-2, 3-0 count, swings for the fences, lines out to left. A first baseman's in left field somehow makes that play, and we do not get to the over. But we got the American League right at plus money, so it's down a quarter unit, so it's not that big of a deal. It's just whatever. You know, it's the All-Star game. We limped in for a reason. Nothing too serious to get after it, and just having some fun with the All-Star game just thrown there. So 1-2 officially for the podcast yesterday. I did have the over 5.5 for the American League personally. That kind of stunk to lose that, but, you know, not that big of a deal. So here's a couple things. One, the new podcast, The Sharps Report, with me, Matt Perrault, is all done, except we're waiting on our Apple application and we're waiting on some other technical things to get done. So I interviewed Todd Furman of Fox Sports 1 yesterday in Fox Sports and Fox Bet Live. That podcast will drop either Thursday or Friday. So it's week one. Just give us a little bit of a leeway here. It should drop every Wednesday once we get rolling. But for the first week, it may be a little bit of a delay for us to get on there. So if it can go tomorrow on Wednesday, great. It might be Thursday. It might be Friday. So just give us a little bit of time. But it's recorded. It's good. The audio is all set. We're good to go. We just got to get it out there with all the technical stuff to get ready on a new podcast. You guys have probably seen it before. You got to get everything approved, all your bells and ducks and dots, everything. It has to be all up and running perfectly for you guys to launch the new podcast. So The Sharps Report with Matt Perrault will launch this week. It is done. Episode 1 is in the can, just waiting for it to roll out with Todd Furman coming up this week. So little heads up on that. Number 2, okay, if you guys have not subscribed to the YouTube channel, keep doing it, or do it. If you have not done it yet, keep telling your friends to do it. You get 3 more entries into the giveaway for the Magic Johnson jersey. A lot of you guys have asked me about that. It'll happen at the end of the month. You get three more entries if you are a subscriber. I think we're up to 4,200 subscribers. I would love to see us to get to 5,000 subscribers by the end of the month. Probably not going to happen, but that's the new goal, to get to 5,000 subscribers. So if you've not done it, go and do it on your phone, on your computer. It's simple, right? Just be logged into your Google account and click subscribe and you're good to go. And off and running, we will go for the giveaway for the Magic Johnson autograph signed jersey happening at the end of the month here from Betting Pros and the Daily Juice. Okay, let's start with game 4 of the NBA Finals. Okay, so here are the Milwaukee Bucks at home. And a couple things happened in game 3 that I guess we shouldn't be too surprised about what happened in game 3, because the first quarter went the way that we went against how I thought. But in the second, third and fourth quarters went the way I thought it was going to go. Giannis went crazy. He's had back to back 40 point games. I expect the Suns to do some defensive adjustments here to say, OK, Giannis is going to get his points, but he can't get 40. He's also hitting his free throws, which is pretty big. But Jay Crowder has been tremendous in this series. I'm going to be eyeballing his props today. I will have 2 player props in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat, to get into it. But I'll be eyeballing his props. He's been really, really good. I think he's going to be really, really good again. And I think Booker has a bounce back game. He scored, 10 points in game 3? So here's my thought. Booker is going to have a pretty big day. Booker is going to have a big night. And I think they'll force feed him. And if they double team, that means Chris Paul goes off. And Chris Paul, I think, will have a big game passing the basketball. I don't mind a Chris Paul assist prop. I don't know. Is it a Chris Paul passing game or a Chris Paul scoring game? We have to kind of figure that out as we get closer to tip time. But I want to make sure everyone's on the court, everyone's playing, and that's why I don't bet the props until right before tip time. But I think the Suns here are going to play better defensively, and I don't think they're going to shoot anywhere near how poorly they shot in game three. And look, you would expect that, right? I mean, you would expect the Bucks to go home where they have been very, very good at home. But the Suns are really good on the road, and the Suns, I think they bounce back. Now, Milwaukee may win this game outright, but the number is four. And when you look at the way that the Suns have played in this series and the way they've played on the road, I mean, we've had blowouts in all three games so far. 118-105, 118-108 for the Suns, and 120-100 for the Milwaukee Bucks. Are the Suns going to shoot 9 of 31 again from behind the three-point line? Probably not, right? That's probably not going to happen. 29% shooting for them. They went 11 of 16 from the foul line, and Milwaukee on the other side went 14 of 36, which is okay, still not great, but not what we've seen from the Phoenix Suns in this series. I think they play better. I think they shoot better. Booker had 10 points on 3 of 14 shooting. Chris Paul, 8 of 14 shooting. DeAndre Ayton was great in the first quarter, but then did nothing much the rest of the way. He had 18 points. Crowder had 18 points. He was 6 of 7 from behind the three-point line. Are you kidding me? Do I think he shoots like that again? No, I don't think he shoots like that again, but he was incredible. I think the Suns keep this game close. I think the Suns could very well win this game. This is the nail-biter game, in my opinion. The entire series hinges, right? If it goes 2-2, we're on. Best of three, probably go in 7. If the Suns win, we're probably in 5, and Suns go home and win this thing. So I think this is the first really tight game of the series. I'll take the dog here. I'll take Phoenix plus 4. The early money came in here on Milwaukee, but I'll take the Suns at plus 4. They may not win, maybe Milwaukee by 3, but I'll take the Suns at a plus 4 number for them to come in here. Now, I have been way off on the totals here in this series. I've bet the under when the over has come in, and I've bet the over when the under has come in. The under pushed at 220 last game, but I had the Milwaukee Bucks team total of over 112.5. The Suns team total is 108. I'm going to come back here. They scored 100 points in the last game, shooting 29% from behind the three-point line. I'm going to expect them to shoot better, and I'm going to take the team total of 108 for the Suns, and I'm going to bet the over on the team total. Rather than bet the over for the game, I'm going to bet the over for the Suns for their team total, and I'm going to hope that they shoot the way they played and shoot the way they shot in the first two games, even though they were at home, to have them come up and score about 110 points coming up here today. They scored 118 in the first two games of the series and then scored 100. Hopefully they get back to their ways here and they get over 108 points. Again, I think it could be a tight game. That's why I'm nervous about the total. Like if it's a 110 to 108 game and it's a win for the Phoenix Suns, well, then the under hits. So I don't want to get involved here with the total just because it's 220 or 220.5. And it just feels a little bit like that's right on. And I'm nervous about the fact that if they're going to win the game or be close, that the under very well could come in for the Suns and the Bucks. I don't want to be sweating this. So let's go over team total over 108 for the Phoenix Suns here for a half a unit. So we're taking the 4 points for the Suns plus 4, and we're taking the team total over at plus 108, both for a half a unit. Now, the Discord bet of the week. There's no real way to fade this. Some of you guys have said, well, it's been such a bad bet, I'm going to fade this. You can't really, because here's what the Discord bet is. Wire to wire, no, at minus 138. FanDuel and PointsBets both had this opportunity to bet this. But that is, at the end of every quarter, a different team will lead at least once, or it's tied. So one team to be leading at the end of every quarter, Milwaukee, Phoenix, or neither. We bet neither. Okay? So if it's 25-25 at the end of the first quarter, we're good. Okay. We'll catch that bet. That's why it's minus 138. Okay. It's juiced to us because there are a bunch of different ways for us to get there. If it's not tied at any of the four quarters, we need the Suns to lead one quarter. And then at halftime, the Bucks need to lead, or the Bucks lead at halftime in the first quarter and the Suns lead at the end of the third quarter, or the Suns lead at the end of the game after trailing by for all three quarters. Okay. That's the Discord bet. We're 5-9 on that. It's a different bet than we thought during the Discord live conversation, because the person that recommended it said all you need to do is have one team be leading, and then if it flip-flops, you're good and it cashes. It sounded too good to be true, but I still don't hate it. I still don't hate the bet, and it's what we placed. I mean, it's, you know, that's the gig here with the Discord bet. You know, we're following what you guys are recommending and what you guys are voting on, and it's on me to know that bet. So I apologize for not having more information on that wager, but I still don't hate it. I think there's still a possibility that we get that for a half a unit at minus 138. So that's the Discord bet. Wire to wire, no. Neither team will lead wire to wire. And like I said, you can't really fade it because it's either the Bucks or the Suns. And it's a three-way bet. It's like a soccer bet. You can't really fade it. So if you want to fade the Discord bet, just don't bet it, I guess, is the way to stay away from it with the Discord bet. So three bets on game four tonight for the Bucks and the Suns. All right, one British Open bet to give you guys. So here's the thing about Bryson DeChambeau. He has not played well at the British Open, at the Open Championships. This type of course, link style, is kryptonite for Bryson. What Bryson is really good at is he grips the driver and he hammers the ball. That doesn't work here. You can't hammer the ball playing link style golf because it's like playing golf inside a pinball machine. It's going to bounce and a great shot oftentimes is not rewarded playing this style of golf. Right where you want it to go and it winds up in a pot bunker and you're screwed. This guy just fired his caddy. He had a really odd announcement as to how he picked his new caddy. They jumped into a pool together, saying like they were all in or something. And the guy he jumped in holding Bryson's entire golf bag, which is like, huh? Golf bag into a pool. That makes sense. So Bryson's going through some stuff right now. He missed the cut in the last tournament at the Rocket Mortgage. We were on Bryson during that. And now I'm going the other way here. Because at the Westgate in Vegas, and I'm not saying every book can find this, but I think you can find a good matchup with a top golfer up against Bryson. Brooks Koepka is up against Bryson DeChambeau at the Westgate. If you can find this, this is fun. Most books on the East Coast, I think, probably will have something of this. It's minus 165. I'm horrible at golf, but everyone's telling me that Brooks Koepka is going to be right there in contention. I don't need him to win the tournament. If Bryson misses the cut and Brooks makes the cut, we win. Okay. It's minus 165. I'm betting a full unit on this. I think Brooks Koepka could very well win this tournament. He has gotten at DraftKings. He is the number one, or at least early on Tuesday, he was the most heavily bet golfer from a handle perspective, not a bet perspective, but the most money had been placed on Brooks to win the tournament. I'm not saying he's going to win it, but I do think he'll be playing better than Bryson DeChambeau. This is fade material. This is not a U.S. Open. This is not a good course for Bryson DeChambeau. So that's the guy I would avoid. He's 35-1 to win the tournament anyway for a reason. But no, I'm not getting involved with Bryson. And I got Brooks, who I think is going to be for all four rounds right in competition here at Royal St. George's. Brooks Koepka over Bryson DeChambeau. All four rounds, minus 165 for a full unit is the one golf play I'm going to make. I don't mind a sprinkle on Brooks to win the thing. It's just I'm awful at golf. I've been awful at golf. So I'm just going to kind of really pinpoint, find my favorite golf bet. And that's the only bet I'm going to make on these majors. But it's a major, so I want to have something on there. Maybe we'll get back involved at the turn going towards the weekend. Maybe we'll hop on a couple. There are a couple golfers I am watching. And I'll tell you right now, I'm watching, the little leprechaun who I love. I think that, there are some guys who are just a lot of fun to watch. And I'm not betting John Rahm, but Tommy Fleetwood is a dude I would watch. I think he has the potential to win this thing. The one thing that was said to me by an interview that I had on my radio show, which I didn't think about, is that for the golfers who have been playing in America, they're going over to England and it's like going back in time 6 months because their restrictions are tight. And the COVID testing, we've seen a bunch of golfers already drop out due to COVID. Bubba Watson dropped out. Zach Johnson dropped out from testing positive or being in close contact with somebody with COVID. So people are saying, look, the Americans might not be a great pick because of that reason, and they may play well, but this is a golf tournament that might not bode well for them in terms of the restrictions and just how they're going to have to deal with it, where a Fleetwood or a Hatton, they've already been going through all this. And, you know, Mark Leishman, they feel like that those types of players who have been over there playing already, who are accustomed to this type of golf and this type of restrictions when it comes to COVID, that they're the better ones to jump onto here. And so I'll be watching those golfers for sure. And maybe we'll get involved with them. I would love Tommy Fleetwood to win this thing. Okay. I would absolutely love it if Fleetwood would win his first major and to win the Open Championship, but we'll watch it. I'm not going to make a pre-tournament bet on him, but maybe a Saturday bet for him to win the thing might be in the cards. Okay. So for a Wednesday's Daily Juice, Suns plus +4, Suns team total over 108, both at minus -110, both for a half a unit. The Discord wager is your bet, which is minus -138, wire to wire, no. Not counting for my record, but the Discord record at 5-9. And then Brooks Koepka over Bryson DeChambeau, minus -165 on that for one full unit. Two player props coming up later on in the Discord channel. If you're on YouTube, the link is below me. Ha, huh? Yes, I said it, underneath me. I missed up and said it, underneath me, not below me. Said it again. At bettingpros.com/chat, if you guys want to get into the Discord channel, I will drop those in before tip time for game 4 of the NBA Finals coming up here tonight. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast right here on bettingpros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.